Now, as we suggested before, those men are frightened there in the upper room, and another man is going to interrupt him now. But let me read verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now, this man Philip was a very quiet individual. He actually was the opposite from the loquacious Simon Peter. And I think he spoke very seldom. The very interesting thing is that there are those that actually believe with the name, which was a Greek name, that he might have been a Greek. I don't think that follows by any manner of means. But he is a very unusual man. Every time we meet him, he's bringing somebody to Jesus. You remember, he's the one that came to Nathanael. And how he and Nathanael ever hit it off, I've often wondered. Philip the quiet man and Nathanael was the wisecracker. And I suppose that men like that get along. I've noticed that sometimes husband and wives are like that, one very talkative and the other very quiet. Philip was the straight man and Nathanael was the humorist. But he's always bringing somebody to Jesus. You remember the Greeks came to him and said, we would see Jesus. And now he expresses here the highest ambition, the highest desire of any person in the Word of God or out of the Bible for that matter. I'd just like to ask you a personal question today. What is your desire in life? What is your ultimate goal? Do you want to get rich? Do you want to make a name for yourself? You want to educate your children? You want to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Nothing wrong with any of these things I've mentioned. But the highest is this. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. He said, I'd love to see God. I'd just like to have a seat on the 50-yard line and spend the first 1,000,000 years in eternity looking at the Father. And I'm not sure of this, and I've made this statement before, and I always get a great deal of letters of misunderstanding, and I'm going to risk making the statement again. God is a spirit, we're told, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm not sure that we are going to see the Father. I believe that we'll see the Lord Jesus. Now, if you'll notice what our Lord says on down here in verse 20, at that day ye shall know that I'm in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That's a great verse, and we'll see Christ. That's the important thing, and that's the reason that in this earthly pilgrimage that we're in today, we ought to come to know him better. And I do not know what your vocation or avocation is. You may have a wonderful hobby of collecting matchboxes. A lot of people do that. Or maybe getting a few shells together. I've started that as just sort of something that I do when I haven't anything else to do. And that's not very often, and I only get to do this when I'm down in the state of Florida. Well, may I say that the most important thing is, because we're going to spend eternity with Christ, is to come to know him. And so Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And the Lord Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Now what he's saying is, you're not seeing the identical person. But you are seeing the same person in power, in character, in love, in everything else when you see me. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. You've seen all that you would see in God, the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? In other words, even Philip, who apparently had a spiritual perception and certainly a glorious ambition and desire, to want to see God. And you remember this was Moses. Moses who had fellowship with him on the mountain. He said, Oh, that I might see. And that is the desire, I think, of every man of God, every person today that knows the Lord and loves him,